Pablo Picasso is one of history's greatest artistic geniuses. Hello, I'm Daphne Maxwell Reed, and you're listening to Art on the Air. Through his inventions and experiments in abstraction, cubism, and classicism, Picasso developed new ways of seeing and responding to our visual world. His fractured planes and multiple viewpoints propelled modern art into a multitude of directions. Picasso's life and liaisons are legendary. His circle in Paris included some of the greatest writers and artists of the day, including Henri Rousseau. Picasso and Rousseau were opposites in sensibilities. Picasso, the younger artist, was famous for pushing boundaries and taking ambitious risks in art and love. Rousseau, his elder, had been a family man and civil servant who began painting in his 40s. His contemporaries regarded his art as primitive and naive. Still, Picasso showed an interest in Rousseau's art, fueling Rousseau's bold remark that he and Picasso were the two greatest artists in the world. Rousseau made his claim following a banquet that Picasso had thrown in his honor. Some say it was a mock celebration of the elder artist. Others, an occasion to embrace the unpredictable in art. The infamous event was one of many Bohemian banquets, soirees, and dinner parties that characterized the era. Scholar Roger Shattuck later coined the phrase the banquet years for his book, which describes the heady, festive, and intellectually charged atmosphere of Picasso's Paris. Next time, Picasso's banquet and Rousseau's art. Art on the Air is produced by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and New Millennium Studios and made possible by Ms. Tony A. Ritzenberg. VMFA, remember, it's your art.